squared it off last time.
Manchester has played host to local artists in many of its boroughs. Many creatives have launched their careers based on the support of the community. Singers like IMDDB have completely sold out their tour after only announcing the dates 2 days ago. I asked members of the public to see if they think that it's important to support local artists.
I think you should support your own artists, but only on the condition that you actually like those artists in said area.
I think it's important to support local music because in my own experience I've been in bands, the Northwest England scene, for about 5 or 6 years, seeing how the internet changed everything and how it made harder for bands to actually get a breakthrough.
I think that supporting your local artist is very important. For me personally, my mother's profession is and always has been an artist. She paints and she's got a lot of local fans, so to speak.
It seems that people agree that supporting local artists is important, which is why many institutions are gaining financial support, such as £25 million for Home and £15 million for the Wentworth Art Gallery, which both host local work. These contribute to Manchester's £7 billion a year tourist industry. I spoke to local artist Jacoby to ask his opinion on supporting local artists.
I think as a queer artist, the importance of having people around you who are into like-minded things and who are able to support you in your artistry is a really good idea. I think the kind of marginalisation that you experience anyway in society can be quite easily replicated in the music industry if you don't have the kind of people who are around you who are able to support you and share your things and give you advice on things if you're not sure what to do. I think forging creative, critical queer spaces is the most important thing that I've encountered with my time.
Is Manchester quite an encompassing place to be a local artist as someone who's also queer?
I think Manchester, when I first came here, it didn't feel that way to me at the time. Whether it was because the kind of spaces I was looking for weren't accessible or didn't exist, I don't know. But I think because the time that's kind of gone on since I've been here, it's just, you know, more and more apparent that, yeah, it really is a great space and I've met a lot of great people through it.
Right, cool, thanks. Do you have any social media links?
I do. So my social media on Facebook is Jacoby, Twitter also Jacoby.
I urge anyone to support their local venues and attend events of local artists to help increase Manchester's impact in culture. By supporting these places, we will increase investment into our city, which benefits everyone. You can usually find them on local Facebook groups. Intro and outro music is that of Jacoby's song for Joy Killian. Thanks for listening to the Deadline Podcast.